How you doing, Stephanie?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. We were watching, just like everybody else who was in that tribal council, almost tears coming to our eyes, too. Like, no, not Stephanie. Why? Why now?
I know. I was still screaming that at my TV last night. It was heartbreaking.
Was it harder to watch it back with the family?
It was. It definitely was. I think that I was in complete shock when it happened, even though I knew it was going to be me. During that, I don't remember anybody crying. I don't remember Jenna crying, Kellen. I don't remember turning around and saying goodbye to people. Like, I don't remember any of that. So last night, it's like I kind of had to relive it and watch this, like, shocked human that's me. You know, have a super sad moment, and my kids were devastated, and it was kind of just really sad.
You know, you went out there and you played this game, and you said numerous times, I'm doing this for my kids, I'm doing this for my family, and it was awesome watching you, you know, try and navigate that game. It's just tough when the chips fall as they may, and every week we're watching so far early on in the season, it's like, man, original Malolo just keeps getting decimated, man. It's hard to watch.
I know. It's like, I feel like Jacob cursed us when he said greatest tribe ever, because, you know, it's just like one after the other, and there's no Malolo that can catch a break. It's, you know, even though I guess I'm responsible for a couple of those, but it's heartbreaking because there's so many big-time players in this pre-merge that, you know, were really fighting and had a lot of game left in them.
Speaking about Jacob, he trusted you really early on to tell you some stuff about what he had found and what he was doing and what was going down. Did you feel that connection even before we saw it on TV? Because it looked like you guys were pals, and he was like, look, I got to tell you, this is going on.
Absolutely. I felt the connection with him the second that I saw him in pregame. I knew he would be a super fan, so I knew that I'd be able to connect over that. And his mannerisms and everything reminded me of my little brother. And so I felt this instant gravitation towards him. And you really only saw like a one really big interaction. But we had a lot of time to chat, and we had talked a lot more than that. So we were good friends out there.
We're kicking it with Stephanie from Survivor Ghost Island, 36 seasons in, and Ghost Island theme this season, the graveyard for bad survivor decisions. When you went to Ghost Island, how do you calmly, you know, compute that in your mind? Like, I'm out here alone. We know we saw a little bit of what you did out there, but I mean, you're by yourself.
You know, I think that's the only time that you really can think clearly, because you don't have like people around you all the time, and you're not constantly wondering where people are, what's going on, what conversations are happening. And that's a very odd feeling, because you're on point for 14 days straight or 13 days straight, and then all of a sudden, you know, I go to Ghost Island, I don't have an advantage, and then you're sitting there like, okay, now what? I guess I'm going to go make some rice and hack open some coconuts, do some yoga on the beach, watch the sunset, and it's a very reflective time. And as we see, like, everybody goes there, reflects and cries, and because you're really all alone, but it's the only time that I think that you can let your guard down and actually just sit with, oh my God, like, what is going on here? And how am I really feeling? Because when you're in the game with other people, you have to be on point at all times.
Did a piece go into your mind like, but I might be missing out on some conversations if I'm not there?
Oh, absolutely. The second that I didn't have an advantage, I wanted to leave. I was like, vote please. In fact, I'm back. Like, just let me go back. Like, I need back my tribe, because now they have the advantage of being able to socialize and strategize for the next 24 hours. And I'm stuck here eating rice, which is amazing, but I want to be there not eating and starving and bonding over that with those guys.
There was a moment, not this episode that just aired, but the previous episode, where Michael, you know, he finds the hidden immunity idol, and then you guys go to tribal council, and he tries to pull a fast one on Bradley and everybody else, and they bought it. He says, this is actually good for two people, so careful who you vote for, because I'm going to save two. I was like, oh, God, please let it work. Please let it work. Please let it work. Oh, that would have been the best thing ever. What went through your mind when you knew that was about to go down?
You know, we actually didn't know that he was going to say it was for two people. I've got to give him 100% credit for that. Like, he made that up. But he said it so effortlessly that I think we all kind of looked at each other like, did we misunderstand something? But then we caught on immediately, and we're like, we got to just play this off. We just got to play this off. So I give Michael mad props, because that was all him, and he did a flawless job of articulating it. It just didn't work in the end, unfortunately.
Did you leave the island not knowing he was such a young buck at 18, or did you know? Did you have inside knowledge?
No, I had no clue. He could have passed for, you know, late 20s for all I knew.
Right?
He was so put together, and absolutely. It's just his mannerisms, and he was so put together, and he could hold really, like, emotionally intelligent conversations. And so, as far as, you know, I feel like he's more mature than most 30-year-old guys I know. It's definitely true. We've got a lot going for him.
Stephanie, when you wrote Hope in the Sand, you knew, like, early on, all right, you know, they're going to knock us to 4, they're going to knock us to 3, and potentially take us out. The only thing that could, you know, save that kind of thing happening is a merge. But before we get to that, going back, how early on was this drop your buffs? It was so crazy. It's like all of a sudden you start to meet people and what, like an episode and a half in, it's like drop your buffs.
You know, Jacob and I had talked about it, and that part actually aired. We talked that there was going to be some sort of a swap soon, and it happened, you know, literally the next day, like after he was voted out. And the one thing that, you know, it's like the odds were never in Malolo's favor. It was 5-4, 5-4. I just got unlucky because the Navidi 5, there were cracks. Our Navidi 5, there were no cracks. Like, it was like banging your head against a cement wall. You could not get them to budge from wanting to play together. Like, they were, there was no game in them. They would not play.
Do you think Chelsea and Sebastian are smart enough to understand that, you know, eventually Bradley's going to do what he wants, it seems, to get forward? Like, why are they just following like sheep? I can't understand that as a fan of the game and as somebody watching from home.
No, throw Des into that too. Like, all three of them didn't have a clue. Kellen and Bradley were a power couple. Kellen doesn't get nearly as much credit as she deserves. I think that she's probably the one more orchestrating it and just using Bradley as a shield because nobody likes Bradley. But the rest of those three, they are just all their pawns. There was no game to be had in any three of those. They weren't going to do anything, and they would only do what Kellen and Bradley wanted. So Kellen and Bradley were running that ship, and the other three were just rowing the boat.
We're kicking it with Stephanie from Survivor Ghost Island. Michael played his one idol, which we thought was 2, for you. Was it a roll of the dice? I mean, did you know he's going to save you and Brandon was kind of the odd man out?
I didn't know who he was going to play for. Like, I had talked to him earlier that day, and I told him, I guarantee it's me. Like, I really think that they're going to target me. And separately, Brendan had told him the same thing. So Michael went into that tribal, you know, thinking, is it Brendan or is it Steph who they're targeting? And unfortunately, he just picked the wrong person. But for me, there was a moment of relief because I knew 100% I was safe.
Wouldn't it be cool if y'all had walkie-talkies out there to be able to, like, communicate to the last moment?
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing. Or just, like, set up a walkie-talkie and then leave and just overhear conversations.
Yes! So, listen, if they asked you to play again, would you?
Absolutely. I'd, like, get on a flight tomorrow.
I hope they give you another chance because you were awesome to watch and you left way too soon. Stephanie, thank you so much for hanging out. Huge fans in Canada for this game. So, we hope to see you out there again at some point.
Thank you.